you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I am not your usual host for this show. My name is Michael Powers. I've been here and around since the beginning, but I am joined as always by your favorite host, Steve Megatron Phillips.
Yo, yo, yo.
We are in the midst of attempting to try something a little new, a little fresher, I think, in an effort to drum up conversation, make conversations easier to happen around our episodes, and not allow us to meander all over the place for an hour, hour and a half. We're going to try and limit each episode to, I don't want to pigeonhole us here, but about 20 minutes, and discussing one topic. And the goal is to potentially make up for shorter episodes with more frequent episodes. And we just want to see how that works, because if it's topics you guys want to hear about, it'd be more easier for you to digest and actually comment on with us and follow along. And in doing this, we are also going to take a chance and jump out and see what you guys help us find things to talk about, if you would. Like just a story, not necessarily like a topic. Like we don't want to spend these first couple episodes are going to be a little rough, but what we're looking for to do is to talk about like an interesting news story in the geek world. But not necessarily like a topic. Like, we don't want to do like video games as a whole, but if there was an interesting piece of video game news that were to happen, we would like to discuss that and maybe how it impacts video games, but kind of steer clear of just continuously talking about the same thing. So it'd be kind of think of it like a hot take you have with your friends when you leave a movie. So like we could talk about a movie. But that would be all that we would have to say about it unless we add more in the comments. So with that in mind, I think we'll just go right ahead and have the first one on this first episode be, or with the new format at least, Steve and I talking about everyone's favorite thing to talk about right now in the geek stratosphere, which is The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
So, after that long-winded, meandering introduction, Steve, what did you think? What was your... Okay, so we've each had like a couple of days to digest what we saw of the film, right?
Yes.
So, what was your... Not how you feel about it right now, but what was your initial reaction
to the film? My initial reaction was I kind of disliked it greatly. Just because it was basically taking everything I knew about Star Wars and destroying it. I mean, literally, that's what the film did.
Right, right. Is there anything else that you didn't like about it, or is it just that? Like,
it was that, and just minor note here for anyone that hasn't seen the film, although if you haven't, what kind of a geek are you? But
spoilers?
Yeah, there's going to be spoilers. I didn't like the whole moping around Luke type thing. I didn't like the timing and the pacing of the film. The way that, you know, Rey is supposed to be on Octu and then the Rebel Alliance is fleeing from the First Order. And then how Snoke was just basically a useless villain. Like, all this build-up of this, you know... I mean, there really wasn't that much build-up either, anyway, but he kind of, with him being the Supreme Leader, you would think that he would have been something more ominous than what we got.
I think there's the Snoke that was, you know, the menace in the galaxy in the interim between Return of the Jedi and now, right?
Yeah.
And, like, we... we never saw him. He wasn't somebody from the prequels. He wasn't somebody from the original trilogy. He was just this
construct.
Yeah, he was just a construct, and we, or like the fans,
built him up.
They put all that stuff on there. Like there's so much.
I just felt like he should have had, I don't know, more purpose than what we got. Like, I don't know. I think
contextually he filled his purpose. But anyways, so I don't want to get to how, like, I just wanted, I'm trying to just, sorry, I don't keep meaning to interject, but
yep.
I just wanted to jump in there on that one little branch, because like so much of what I've seen with this movie, people have the same opinion as you, but it keeps coming back around to like, it keeps coming to stuff that there is no basis for you to think that. Like, and I'm not saying you're wrong in feeling that way. And I'm not saying anyone is wrong for feeling the way that they do. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, for me, Star Wars exists. Like, obviously, we've had books, we've had comics, but Disney threw all that stuff out the window, and now there's a very small pool of what is actually considered to be continuity, right?
Yeah.
And canon. And people just spent the last 2 years coming up with their own headcanon. And I'll just leave it off right there, but I just wanted to... The way people were talking about this, it's like that you think that they did something that but there was no basis for the way that where those opinions are coming from anyways. So
a few other things, like as far as like the giant space race of running out of gas thing, that was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of annoying to me a little bit to some regards. And then Phasma, I don't see what the fascination is with the character. I mean, essentially her character's basically a stormtrooper Boba Fett with,
I was gonna say it's Boba Fett.
Yeah, and serves like a couple lines more than Boba Fett actually had. You know, if you count his screaming, and basically just goes out like, you know, like the Joker in the animated series of Batman, just kind of disappears and then reappears later on. But yeah, I don't know. I those were really my main gripes, and then the fact that they killed Luke. That was. Because I was kind of expecting Luke to stay alive for the episode 9.
Well, I mean, okay, so there's...
Those are my main pet peeves.
Okay. I left the movie... First of all, dumping on Star Wars the way that they did, the mythology, all that, I loved all of that. Like, sitting down and watching the movie, I loved all of that. Like, even the part in the beginning where, you know, everyone built up in their heads, like, what is the significance of the lightsaber? Like, and I literally, I wish I would have leaned over to my wife so that I would have evidence of this. But I literally, like, 30 seconds, like, the scene switches to them being on the island, and Rey is handing him the lightsaber. Like, while it's still in her hand, I literally said in my head, I said, the best thing that could happen right now is for Luke to chuck it off the side of the island.
And that's what he did.
And that's what I got. And immediately, right there, I knew what this movie was going to do to my expectations. And, like, there, but that said, there was some stuff that like just like grated on me. Like, I didn't care for the casino scene.
Nope, that part was just a giant waste of time for me.
I didn't care for that. The space chase was, it wore on me the longer it went on because nothing was happening.
Yep.
And it there was a lot of like nitpicky things that came out at the end. I didn't care for. The look of, I felt the Rey Ren team up fight looked really bad.
I think it was because of all the red.
It could be that, like, it did not look, it didn't look as stylized as like the prequel fights.
Well, I would have even loved to have seen something like akin to the Luke Vader fight from Empire Strikes Back.
Well, but Okay, but again, that was them. Like, that was when, you know, you've got that the look in that fight was more fighting with broadswords.
Yeah.
Right. And the prequels brought in this whole notion of it's a lightweight sword that does a lot of damage. So they got really fancy with the fighting style, and that carried over to like the Clone Wars, the TV show, where it got even more crazy because it was just computer generated. And so I was expecting to see that. Like, there's this whole talking about like underlying threads of like characters and things being a letdown. Like, Ren is a letdown. Like, Kylo is a letdown. Like, he's supposed to be like this great fighter, but it has not come across as any more than an angry child swinging a lightsaber.
Oh, I know. That's what I've noticed through the whole last two films.
I was expecting that scene to be like Ren just like destroying everybody, and in Rey just kind of helping to clean up the mess. Like, there is nothing, at least that we haven't seen anything that says Rey is as good of a fighter as she is. Like, I feel like that entire, there's no setup for what she does in that throne room.
Nope.
Okay. So, but then again, that's me geeking out and getting really nerdy over the whole thing. And then I kind of got, I got really taken aback when it dawned on me when I was driving home. I was like, that entire movie, like, takes place in less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But now, my dislike of it was, I don't think this has ever happened with a Star Wars movie. So this is where it would be interesting to have a conversation with like multiple people, make this like a longer thing. But we're not going to do that. Like, there are gaps of time in between each episode of Star Wars, where there's like character changes and arcs that occur and character growth that occur that we never see. Right?
Yeah.
But I feel like this is going from episode 7 to episode 8. It literally starts where it ends with no passage of time. And that the no passage of time, the concept of time seems to get thrown out the window. And so there are character changes, character arcs that I feel like they happen, but they feel more like mood swings because they happen so quickly.
Yeah, that was something that kind of bothered me. I actually, this was it was kind of long.
Going back to like the whole casino thing, the reason that had to happen is because they put every character except for Rey in the Rebel base. And so if you're going to have them flee, like, they have to, like, everyone's on that ship. So you, all of a sudden your cast is just on here and they're just trying to last long enough to do whatever they're going to do. So you have to break them out and you have to have somebody go somewhere. Otherwise you end up with like a really boring story.
I think that was probably the sloppiest part, was that whole dynamic of having to go to the casino and then go through space before they landed on Crait.
Right. And
once they were on Crait, things picked up again.
Right. But Benicio del Toro's character, the one that they actually picked up, that was such a waste to me.
Yeah, he was such a tool, like, in the movie, and he could have been done so much better.
The one thing that I think they could have changed about his character that would have redeemed that entire character in my mind was, because they're in the hangar, right? And then he sold them out, and he says, like, he goes, this week they blow you up, next week you blow them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he had been the one in the AT-ST instead of what was driving the AT-ST, I feel like it just would have come back around, because again, his character flip-flops all the time. Like, he's got his money. Why not just help him get off the ship?
Yeah.
You know, he could have been like another, like, you know, chill smuggler dude, but I'm wondering if we'll ever see him again.
I don't think so, but I think he was kind of like the rough around the edges version of a Lando.
Right, and he could have been the new Lando.
And that's what I was hoping for, and we didn't get it.
So, okay.
So I guess we should move on to the things we'd like, because we're getting down to the 8-minute timer here.
Yep.
Things I liked. I liked the force projection Luke Skywalker on the battlefield.
Yeah.
That was totally different. Something I've never seen, unless it was in like Clone Wars or something, which I haven't watched, but I really liked that. I was thrown aback, and I was like, oh, Luke's actually going to fight in this battle. And I liked how polished he looked compared to the island. And then, the fact that Ren was just losing it, and Luke was still standing there after everything fired on him, and then he taunts Kylo, and then still manages to fight him until he kind of disappears. But it was just such an epic battle. And again, I was sad to see Luke die, but you know, if he can force project himself, that just shows his power. And if Yoda can, you know, physically reach out from the Force and smack Luke in the head with his cane, then that means that Luke could still come back in the 9th movie and be a Force projection like Yoda was in this one.
Yep.
So, and physically interact with them if he wanted to.
So I really... thinking about like what this movie did to Star Wars, like I really like a lot of what this movie put down. My complaints with it were just that it just felt bloated and messy, but I didn't really have a problem like with what I saw. Like I didn't have a problem with what they did to the characters.
No, I didn't really.
And I've had this. My Twitter feed has been really weird. Okay, I have a bunch of mute filters set up for The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to risk anything getting spoiled for me in the lead up to the movie. But now my filters are still in place, but I'm not seeing the angry tweets from people that are like just slamming Rian Johnson and the movie.
Are you talking about the people that want that did the petition.org?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing of, yeah. Oh, it should like, be mocked from or knocked from continuity, and somebody managed to post something funny saying, you know, strike me down, I'll come back, you know, stronger than ever before. And
yeah, so I haven't seen any of the negative like takes on The Last Jedi. I've only seen the positive stuff. So slowly over the course of the weekend, my opinion of the movie, without having seen it again and reading like these positive takes or why things work the way that they do or why this is the better Star Wars movie. Like that stuff is like kind of, it's starting to affect me, and I'm able to see the movie in a much different light now. In that regard, like when I left the movie on Friday, I was not looking forward to seeing it again with my dad. But now I am, because I think I'll enjoy it more the second time through because I'll know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any expectations going into this movie. Like I left it barely feeling whelmed. I was just kind of like, huh, that's a thing that I just saw. The coolest scene to me was the end of the chase, the space chase. Where the rebel frigate
Like speeds through Snoke's ship.
That is by far the coolest scene for me in the entire movie.
See, that was something that I thought was really original and interesting, that like, you know, everybody's safe, I'm gonna take out this massive ship that's tracking us, and just kind of, you know, damage their fleet, and the fact that somebody thought to do that, you know, for all the battles they fought was kind of interesting. And this film, say what you might about it, whether you like it or hate it, for whatever reason, but this film had a lot of firsts with new stuff, and that's, you know, not only, you know, Yoda cackling and destroying the Jedi Temple with everything in it, and the end of pretty much everybody from the old guard kind of moving on, With the exception of like Chewbacca, C-3PO, R2-D2, and Leia, you know, all intents and purposes.
The Skywalker business is done.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
they basically wiped the slate clean of the Skywalker stuff, which is what a lot of the hot takes that I've seen, like the positive stuff that I've seen, is like they did away with the whole, like they removed the Skywalker baggage from the equation. At least from face value, okay? Like, obviously, JJ could backpedal on a bunch of things in episode 9 the way that Rain backpedaled on a bunch of his stuff from episode 7, right?
Yep.
So, like, there's this tug of war going on, but I feel like they, by freeing themselves of the Skywalker baggage, which to me, the Skywalker storyline has never been the interesting part of Star Wars.
No, I've always watched it for, you know, like, I kind of look at the original, you know, the original trilogy is kind of, you know, Luke and Vader and this whole, you know, the Rebels. And then looking at the prequels is kind of, you know, like Obi-Wan's kind of journey in a sense of going through, like, this meltdown of the Republic.
But it isn't that, though. That's,
no.
That's what the prequels should have been, is it should have been about Obi-Wan. But because he chose to focus on Skywalker,
it seemed lamer.
And the evolution of Vader, like, that just makes everything feel really tiny. Like, you still could have had Skywalker there, but it shouldn't have focused on him.
No.
Like, I never bought into the notion of Star Wars, the Star Wars movies being the rise and fall and redemption of Anakin Skywalker. Like, I heard that in an interview, like with Lucas, like back when the prequels were coming out, he said, "Oh, Star Wars has always been the rise and fall and the redemption of Vader." And I'm like, "No, you were so full of crap." Like, it's that way now because you think that's what it's because people want to see like Vader, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not that. You don't want to see Vader. You want to see Vader being Vader. You don't want to see how he became Vader. Like, that's not. Like, no one wants to see that stuff. It's like, it's as dumb as wanting to know who Rey's parents are, or it's as dumb as finding out that the Force is midichlorians.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff doesn't work. Like, you're giving, and the negative reaction for people, like, you know, offing Snoke, tossing the lightsaber, Rey's parents apparently being nobody, like, that is not on the writing team or the director to, like, bring your fanfic to the screen. It's on them to tell an interesting and compelling story. Like, they didn't trash anything. The fans, the hardcore fans, or the nasty fans of Star Wars have spent the last 2 years, like, just coming up with the most absurd things, and the fact that they didn't get any of it, like, they're angry little babies.
Well, and I kind of had the feeling that, like, Luke was going to die in this one, despite my not wanting him to. And they kind of alluded to, like, Rey possibly going evil, and then, like, she just stayed true the whole time, which was, you know, basically everything I thought was going to happen, it was the complete opposite. And that was...
I wanted to see the flip. I did. I thought it would have been interesting to see the flip, but...
And then they didn't... bring Kylo to the light, he stayed dark, which was, again, something I didn't anticipate either, and I anticipated him to die, actually, but
what's interesting about the whole thing is, like, there is now, like, a Skywalker, I mean, technically, a Skywalker, like, in charge of the entire galaxy.
Pretty much.
Like, he got what his dad, what Vader set out to do.
Yeah, essentially,
and we've never seen that like that, and that's not my take. That was a take from I think it was from an interview with the director. Like, it's interesting now because, like, there is a can you even call him a Sith? Like, they're doing away with the whole Jedi Sith business.
Well, essentially, not really in a sense, because if you look at it, Luke was like, "I will not be the last Jedi," and then, you know, you okay. see. So, I mean, essentially it's like Jedi, but not Jedi. Like, they're not going to stick by the whole, you know, study right. with the temple and all this other crap. They're just going to, you know.
And I guess it's because I was a fan of the Clone Wars, the TV show, and I was really a fan of the character Ahsoka. Like, mm-hmm. the Clone Wars delves into, like, the whole side of the Force, that it not being black and white, it's very gray.
And I think that's what they're going for now.
And that's fine, because I watched the Clone Wars, and I, like, my favorite character, I said this on Twitter, my favorite character, like, leaves the Jedi Order and gives them the finger because she comes to the same conclusion. Like, the Jedi aren't always good. Like, and so, like, I already had, like, this idea that, you know, it's not black and white anymore, guys. And the Clone Wars sets that up, you know? The themes of this movie did not come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So, but I, like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing it again. Definitely looking forward to seeing it at home. I'm kind of curious to see how, if Leia gets written out in the crawl of the next episode.
I'm wondering if they're going to write her out, or if they're just going to, because they were going to the Outer Rim, which we've never gotten to in the Star Wars saga.
I think you've got to go, like, there's got to be a mention of her in the crawl.
Well, I think there'll be a mention of her, but maybe, like, she died of, like, you know, doing something extravagant, or, because, you know, it'd be almost kind of a shame to just say, yeah, she died of old age.
Well, that's what Luke died of.
Yeah, Luke died of overusing the Force and projecting his spirit across the galaxy. So
that's what I was going to say, though. Like, a Jedi that can Force project, they're never really dead.
No, and essentially I think that's why Yoda, you know, came to him and kind of sat there and hung out with him. Is I kind of believe that was, like, his last training seminar.
I do wish on that island that we would have been, maybe, like, Obi-Wan would have shown up.
I wish that, too.
More things would have shown up. And I do like Luke. I do like Luke's moment of weakness. I do like that he created Ren.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Like, it's not... And again, it goes back to, it's not black and white. Like, yeah. So
funny enough, before we close this out, because I rewatched the movie, I created this piece of art for a custom Altered Geek t-shirt on Teespring, and it's on the Altered Geek Teespring store, and it's called No One's Ever Really Gone, and I've got the silhouette of, like, Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, Yoda, Anakin, and Luke in the middle of it. Just kind of like Force ghosting in the middle of it.
Fun little fact. It was Qui-Gon that actually showed Yoda how to do the Force projection.
I know, which is why I left him on there first, because I was like, he's awesome. He showed the rest of them how to...
Which is in Clone Wars.
Yep.
Which is still continuity. So...
And it was actually Liam Neeson.
Yep.
Which is even better. So.
All right. So on that note, let us know what you guys thought of the new format. Let us know what you thought of the movie The Last Jedi. As I said, like, nobody's right or wrong. Where people are getting really mad about is stuff that they built up unnecessarily. No one ever told them that's what things were. They just made it up because that's what they thought was cool. So let us know what you think in the comments, either here or on Facebook or on Twitter. You can hashtag that Altered Jedi.
Hashtag Altered Jedi.
And you can follow me on Twitter at BoothNinja81.
And you can follow me at SCP21.
Until next time,
get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.